time. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing fatter than me and my girl striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
Country Fry. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's a big old world outside this little town. Thought that's all I needed to drown you out. It was gonna be.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe Jr., briefing reporters in the wake of the assassination attempts on former President Trump, and says the latest nearly a week ago at Trump's Florida golf course represents a heightened alert.
What occurred on Sunday demonstrates that the threat environment in which the Secret Service operates is tremendous and under constant threat.
The acting director said lack of communication and drone issues were to blame for what he called the failure at the attempt at the July rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, to secure the area. It comes as House lawmakers passed a bipartisan measure calling to provide the same standards for major candidates as the agency does for the sitting president and vice president. Early in-person voting began today in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia. And the U.S. is urging Israel and Hezbollah to de-escalate after a deadly series of exploding devices. Israel today carried out a targeted strike in southern Beirut, killing a Hezbollah leader. This is sexual assault accusations against Mohammed Al-Fayed, the late billionaire owner of the luxury British department store Harrods.
Dozens have come forward alleging rape and sexual abuse at the hands of the one-time owner of the famous London department store. Attorney Bruce Drummond describes the Egyptian-born businessman, died last year at the age of 94, as a monster.
This is one of the worst cases of corporate sexual exploitation that certainly I and perhaps the world has ever seen. It was absolutely horrific.
The alleged victim said to be as young as 15. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Mohammed Al-Fayed was the father of Dodi Al-Fayed, who died in the car crash with Princess Diana. Another 1,200 hotel workers have walked off their jobs in Boston. This is the third strike this month across the country. Workers are demanding higher pay and better working conditions. This is ABC News.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. The latest AARP Wisconsin poll finds older voters are the most motivated to vote this November. Pollster Jeff List.
From 75% of voters 18 to 34 who were extremely motivated to 91% of voters 65 plus who were extremely motivated to vote. And not only is the motivation higher among those older age groups, those older age groups are bigger.
Former President Donald Trump leads by 10 points with 50 to 64-year-olds, while Vice President Kamala Harris is ahead by 6 points with voters 65 and older. There's a similar breakdown in the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde. Wisconsin Teamsters endorsed Vice President Harris.
The 1.3 million member International Brotherhood of Teamsters declined to endorse either Harris or Donald Trump. But Teamsters Joint Council 39 in Wisconsin is backing Harris.
We have the ability to make our own endorsements.
Council President Bill Carroll says some of the 15,000 Teamsters in Wisconsin do support Trump, but the Harris endorsement has a lot to do with the union's experience in Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whooping cough cases are up significantly across Wisconsin.
Department of Health Services data shows numbers similar to pre-pandemic levels. As of September 13th, DHS had reports of 625 confirmed cases of whooping cough compared to just 51 in 2023. Since the start of the year, two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have reported at least one case. People can get whooping cough at any age, but those ages 11 to 18 make up nearly half of reported cases so far this year. DHS urges making sure you and your kids are up to date on the whooping cough vaccine and to take other steps to stay healthy. A list of vaccine requirements and guidelines can be found on the DHS website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Sunshine throughout the day. Today in our Real Country 1430 forecast, we'll have highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon, highs mid 80s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys football tonight. So the Panthers are at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther previews at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com. This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
We'll get an update from Wiesmeyer this morning. Lawmakers have a lot of work to do to avoid an October 1 government shutdown. There are some threats to grain flows as the harvest season ramps up. And the latest in the race for the White House, that's all on this week's Free for All.
Live from the final Friday of summer 2024 via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelist Jim Wiesmeyer and from Real Ag Radio, Sean Haney, the Alberta Breeze. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork I'm Handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. Now welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
Man, oh man, you're kind of breaking my heart the final Friday of summer.
I won't go breaking your heart. No, I won't do it.
And have you noticed how the forecast is... It is working with the seasonal change.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow we're still supposed here in Northeast Iowa. Correction, beautiful Northeast Iowa. Ooh, we are expected to still be in the low to mid 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
On Sunday, the first day of autumn, 68 mm-hmm. degrees for a high.
Yeah. See, we're gonna do. We'll be 93 and sunny today, 87 tomorrow, but rain rolls in on Saturday. It's supposed to rain Saturday, Sunday, and by the time we get to Monday, it's a high of 66 degrees, baby. That, to me, it just smells, it reeks of pumpkin spice, baby.
I'm glad that is conjuring up senses like that, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
I caught a few smells yesterday on the drive back from Ames to the office here, and the smell of harvest is in the air, baby.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go a different way. That's not pumpkin spice, brother.
The smell of harvest is in the air. They're getting a good start. And it surprised me by how many soybean fields had been harvested. Good start on corn. It's not like we're approaching 5% done or anything, but more than a handful of fields were done on the drive back yesterday. So they're they're getting after it. And it's that time of the year, and this corn crop has come around to harvest ready and in a hurry in some of these spots out there. Good. All right, we got the free-for-all coming up today. Looking forward to the conversation with Jim Haney and you, Davis. Mm-hmm. But first, let's go ahead and get to the news.
Sure thing. We'll begin with the National Weather Service weather outlook. Excessive heat returns for portions of the plains today, where heat indices will likely climb above the century mark. Further, warm temperatures, strong winds, and dry fuels may result in rapid spread of wildfires across the western high plains. For the east coast, lingering storm with onshore flow will bring high surf, dangerous rip currents, and coastal flooding, especially at high tide.
Yeah, we had some rain here in the middle of the country Thursday night into this morning. Last night's storm system that was pretty much guaranteed to give me some rain split and missed me.
Shot the guy.
Yep.
USDA reports a daily export sale, 121,000 metric tons of soybeans to China in the 24-25 marketing year. I've got some information. You know what? Let me just scroll down to this right here. Yeah, Brazil continues to dominate soybean exports to China. Of the record 12.14 million metric tons of beans China imported in August, 84.3% of those soybeans originated in Brazil. U.S. soybeans accounted for just 1.7% of China's August soybean imports. Chip, that is dismal.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the year, Brazilian exports of soybeans to China up 200 and I think it's 17%. And U.S. exports down significantly.
Indeed, U.S. exports down significantly. Just 1.7% of China's bring-ins in August. All three major stock indices scored major gains the day after the Fed's action to lower rates by a half percentage point, with the Dow and S&P 500 ending in record territory. Chip, the stock market seemed to like it.
Yeah, no question about it. They've been waiting for it, and here it comes.
Yep. Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and U.S. Maritime Alliance on a new labor agreement for port workers along the eastern Gulf Coast have stalled, increasing the potential for an October 1 strike. Nearly 70 Republican House members have called on President Biden to intervene. Stalled. Chip, last I reported, there weren't even any plans scheduled to talk. Apparently, it's all gone horribly awry since then.
Yeah, we'll have some details on what it might mean from Jim. Jim had a great report on this yesterday.
Yes. House Speaker Mike Johnson is consulting with former President Trump about the potential government shutdown and options for GOP lawmakers as a September 30 funding deadline nears. Trump has urged a shutdown if Republicans can't get the SAVE Act included in a short-term spending bill. That's a measure opposed by Democrats and the White House. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's teeing up votes for next week on a legislative vehicle for a continuing resolution. Despite lawmaker chatter this week about various high-level meetings about a new farm bill, the same issues remain. There is agreement that a financial and ag disaster aid package is needed. Both of those issues are being punted until after the November 5 elections. And finally, Chip, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promised the U.S. Postal Service will implement extraordinary measures to deliver all mail-in ballots on time, urging voters to send ballots at least a week before Election Day. Now, Chip, early in-person voting begins in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia today. Other states to join in the coming weeks. Back over to you.
Yeah, it's no longer campaign season. It is voting season now.
Yep.
It kind of changes the attitudes out there a bit.
A little bit.
All right, thank you so much, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal Sport. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So tell me about what's happening with the TN visas.
Well, I wish I knew. And I think if I knew, I'd probably have a different job right now. But I mean, I don't think we know why they keep continuing to see an uptick in denials. And I think that's what's really frustrating, not only for the pork industry, but really a lot of agriculture right now. And so, you know, I think what they're seeing is that there's been a bit of a change in the application process as far as what they're looking for, maybe. But the challenge is the pork industry, even after meeting with the State Department and going to the White House, they're still not getting clarity on that process as far as how, you know, people can better navigate the system. And so we're seeing fewer and fewer of those applications being approved, and that is really causing great challenges for our industry that's, you know, really, really needs that labor source of people who are educated about swine production and have a sincere desire to come to the U.S. to fill those jobs that need filled in our barns.
Yeah. Now, the TN visas, correct me if I'm wrong, as I understand it, they are work visas that are part of the USMCA and therefore workers to come in from Canada and Mexico. Is that kind of the bottom line?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And so, you know, there are other visa options, but the challenge is, you know, H-2A is seasonal. And again, that's, you know, pork production is not seasonal. So we really need to find some solutions to our labor crisis. And, you know, that's why the pork industry really just encourages people to go talk to your legislators and speak out about the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. These labor issues are not going to fix themselves. So we need to be proactive in pursuing some of the solutions out there. Good stuff, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. You can get more on this at www.porkbusiness.com. Here it comes. Free for All is next on AgriTalk.
Well, harvest is upon us, and with it comes one of the dustiest, dirtiest times of the year on the farm. That puts extra strain on machinery and makes it more important than ever to protect our valuable equipment with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. No wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit FirestoneAg.com.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. The free-for-all Davis is here.
Hey-o!
Buddy, we got a lot of things to talk about. You kind of laid some of those issues out for us in the news, and we've got to get to several of those issues.
I've got bring more if we run out. I got
okay.
more. Okay,
let sure
me know.
You do. I'm sure you do. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Chip. White Sox are three losses away from the worst record ever.
Don't you just hope they get it?
Well, they got nine games left, and if they finish at the same pace, they'll lose seven. And they'll best the, the Mets, I guess, 62 Mets.
Yeah, yeah. There is a little bit more baseball that I want to talk before we get to some of the issues. But let's bring in Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Great to be here, Chip. It is, you look at some of those White Sox home games. There's more people at a Div 3 baseball game anywhere in America.
Yeah. Well, Davis, didn't you say that you saw something like there were 14 people in attendance or something?
I saw a shot of the stadium, and the caption did read 14 people. Can neither confirm nor deny that that's real, but it does seem about right. The math checks out.
They are so far from the days of Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Geez, why can't I think of the catcher's name? He was one of my favorites, and all of a sudden I can't think of the catcher's name. He was a tough guy behind the plate. Anyway, I'll come up with it as I mentioned this. We have the first ever member of the 50-50 club. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, and the way that he did it, has there ever been a bigger night at the plate for a baseball player in Major League history? Shohei Ohtani goes 6-for-6 last night with 3 home runs, 2 doubles, and then he added on 2 steals, scored 4 runs, 10 ribbies in one game. I'm telling you right now that if I could have made it to the major leagues and accumulated a total in my career of 3 home runs, 2 doubles, 2 steals, 4 runs, 10 ribbies, and 2 stolen bases, I would have taken that and said thank you.
It's given a new definition to 50-50.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Guys, he may get 60-60.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Wow. How does a DH get MVP?
Well, how does he not?
Right.
You know, I was fortunate enough to see him play live this year. That night he hit a home run and a stolen base. It's beyond, you know, I think it's easy to say like this is a modern day Babe Ruth. It's just beyond that. Baseball has never seen something of his caliber ever before. Enjoy it.
It's unbelievable. Does he get back on the mound yet next year?
Next year he will. He's throwing bullpens. This kind of reminds me of when Tiger was doing his thing and we watched every weekend and we expected him to win.
Yeah.
You, in the moment, you don't enjoy it as much as you should. You need to do that with Ohtani.
Excellent point. Excellent point. It's just a fascinating thing. Fascinating. All right, let's get on to some of the issues. Jim Wiesmeyer, when I was trying to put together the order for the discussion here this morning, I thought, well, I need to go in order of importance. And then I realized that was going to be a little tough to do. So then I thought, well, I'll just put them in chronological order on when they come up and when they're going to be. Well, that's a little difficult to do because they all seem to be coming to a head at the same time here. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the potential strike?
How about the Fed? I think the Fed.
Okay. Okay, something that has already happened. Fed decreased interest rates a half point this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of the reports misread them. The new word at the Fed, rather than transitory, is recalibration. That's their definition of we should have cut rates in July, so we're going to recalibrate and get back on track. So the 50 basis point cut wasn't as significant as people thought. They're just catching up.
It's like the navigation thing. Recalibrating. Yes. Yeah.
They're like your air seater in the springtime.
but from an ag perspective, what I say in speeches, Chip, their forecasts show that we're going to have at least 2 more cuts this year, four cuts in 2025 and two additional in 2026. That means financing costs are going down for the ag sector, and that's good news.
Yeah.
Well, and in the housing market, people get even more patient, I guess we put it that way. You know, wow, geez, we're not gonna buy that new house until we see rates go lower, and it takes supply off the market, right? So, and people, I was reading a story in the Journal this morning about, you know, don't expect mortgage rates to drop in the near term because of this, because this is kind of already priced in.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that gets to something that Davis and I were talking about earlier this week, and that is that the real interest rate market will probably not see a major reaction because it's leading the way. And the market sets real interest rates out there. Well, I was reminded by a regular listener of the show that his lending institution uses Fed funds plus X percent as their lending rate. And he said, so I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to get a letter here in the next few days that says my interest rate has gone down by a half a point because the Fed cut rates. So I was trying to downplay the importance of the Fed funds rate decisions, but in reality, it does have real life impacts on some of the lending rates that farmers are dealing with out there. So great point. Thank you, Paul. I just wanted to throw that out there. It is important. So, and we've got more, I think you're exactly right, Jim, that we've got more rate cuts coming before the end of the year. They seem to have gotten a bit behind.
Soft landing. It looks like it will be a soft landing. Yeah.
And for, you know, the U.S. is the largest economy in the world. So I think there's a lot of questions outside of the U.S. Okay. So the U.S. economy has been quite strong. It's, you know, maybe helped some of other countries not fall too far from a economic perspective. If the U.S. starts to struggle, what does it mean for, you know, Mexico, for Canada, for the U.K., for the rest of Europe? I think there's a lot of concern. And, you know, Japan is another one where, you know, they lowered rates to, I think, 25 base, or no, they held,
held
this week.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's, I have a good friend that works in Japan, super concerned about their economy. So there could be some rough water.
Yeah,
China they're going to ramp up the spending. Yeah, they're going to ramp up the spending, no question about it. Now, okay, so that's the general economy that we're talking about. When we take a specific look at the ag economy and farm revenue, it is down and down significantly from last year. So there's been all kinds of speculation about some ad hoc relief coming from the federal government. Jim, what's the update there?
No, there better be, but it's going to come later rather than sooner, Chip. The happy talk we heard this week is not from Kamala Harris and her campaign. It's the farm state lawmakers trying to say that there's been progress on a new farm bill. I think it's mostly chatter, but there is increasing odds that some transition type of payment will be part of an end-of-year minibus or omnibus spending bill, both an ag disaster and a transition. As far as the farm bill, Chip, the bottom line is I'm not going to get serious about a new farm bill now until Stabenow officially introduces her text of her bill so we know that there's at least a possibility for real negotiations.
Well, just as we see both parties falling all over themselves to be more protectionist than the other, we're going to see the same thing when it comes to ad hoc payments to support the industry. And maybe even a stronger win, both sides trying to say, you know, we support the farmer. No, we support the farmer. It's going to be like, you know, it's kind of like maybe like a bit of a Christmas sort of environment.
Food security.
Right, yeah. Right. They'll be talking about that, and then the message will come, food security is national security, which is absolutely true. It is absolutely the truth, and the country needs food security, and we're on the edge of that in many ways right now, and the industry probably does need some support going forward, so... Well, I tell you what, the back and forth, Stabenow saying that she doesn't want the ad hoc relief right now. She would rather go for a farm bill. The whole thing makes me just a bit dizzy. All right, we're going to continue the free-for-all. Wiesmeyer, Haney, Michelson, and me here on AgriTalk. Ben Runge is a sustainable systems agronomist for Foreground by Bayer. Ben, farmers and landowners, they've heard about carbon markets, various carbon programs. What do they need to know, and why should farmers care about the details?
Bayer has recently partnered with a consumer packaged goods company to bring in additional revenue of up to $20 an acre in states like Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin for growers that have adopted no-till, strip-till, or cover crops on or after the fall of 2019. And we can actually offer a one-time payment of up to $48 per acre for historical practices going back to the 2020 crop year. So really now, with all these opportunities being injected into the marketplace, now is really the time to take advantage of those opportunities.
Excellent. Where can listeners go for more information, Ben?
Bayer Foreground, foreground.com.
Thank you, Ben. That is Ben Runge, sustainable systems agronomist for Foreground by Bayer.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Milk markets were mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk steady at $23.99. November up 2 to $23.11. December down 7 to $21.82. January up 1 to $20.59. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the cash cattle markets were $2 higher in the north and the south. And that is helping to provide some fundamental support to the livestock sector, along with higher boxed beef prices. The October feeder cattle contracts moved beyond its 40-day moving average. It hasn't done that since July. Hog markets are lower in the nearby months on late week exhaustion of all of the buying interest. Also not helping matters. Pork cutout values at the midday were lower. October live cattle up 237 to 182.35. October feeder cattle up 82 cents to 244.60. October hogs down 12 cents to 82.12. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower. That harvest pressure late in the week, helping to pressure corn and beans. Now, there was 121,000 metric tons of beans sold to China on the Daily Wire today, but that's not helping the bean market. Wheat market's higher due to lower expected production for European wheat, as some of those forecasts were downgraded. December corn down 2.75 to 403. November beans down 2.75 to 10.10 and a half. December wheat up 2 to 567 and a half.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard to find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back. It's a free-for-all here on this Friday morning on AgriTalk. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Davis Michelson and me, Chip Flory. Okay. Jim, the spending bills that are, it looks like it's going to turn into another continuing resolution. In other words, kicking the can further down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Just watch your football games. Don't worry about this thing. It'll go through fits and starts, but eventually they're going to have a relatively clean stopgap spending bill. It looks like through December 13th, Chip. So enough said.
It's just so disappointing that they can't get the individual supplemental spending bills done. It's just more of a sign that there's no interest in fixing the spending problem that Congress has got.
Well, here's an example. We've spent 2 weeks in the House, Republican-led, on a bill that went down to defeat that they knew would go down to defeat because it had that SAFE Act about voting rights. They knew they didn't have the votes within their own party, let alone in the Senate. That was 2 weeks. That's just a quick example of the amount of time they waste. They're akin to the White Sox, is how I'd write it.
They would rather have this situation where, both sides for that matter, where they just blame each other for stuff. Like, who wants to fix it when you have the opportunity to blame the other side for not doing their job? It's really disappointing, and it there's just no fix to it, as much as probably the majority of Americans would like it to be fixed.
And on the Senate side, you have Schumer, the Democrat leader,
yes,
having show-me votes that he knows are not going to pass, but he wants an election year show-me votes.
And this is the thing that I'm hearing more and more people being critical of both Speaker Johnson and Senator Schumer for bringing votes forward that they know aren't going to pass. That wasn't how it was at one time. You did the work, you got the votes, and you brought it forward, and you got it passed. They don't do that anymore.
It's called leadership.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of think of them as exposure votes, because what they're really trying to do is expose the others that won't support an issue.
Message. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but where's the get it done vote, Chip?
I'm with you.
That's the problem, is that it's the most, it's continues to be a very, very ineffective Congress. And that's what they've resorted to, is just because I agree with you. Sometimes you need to bring something forward to get the other side to be on the record.
Yeah.
But that's basically what they do now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and part of the problem is, I don't know if I should say it's a problem, but part of the issue is, and Jim, you've made this point many, 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 many times, but it's important to remember, it is so difficult to get anything done with the margins as tight as they are. You've got to have a true minority party in order to get things done and bring compromise. And that true minority party, it stagnates.
Yeah, here's an ag example. You remember when the House passed its bill in June, Chip, this year. Remember G.T. Thompson said, wait until September. Bill. Wait until September. That was several months away. Well, it's September, September 20th. Does that mean that the House Republican leadership doesn't want to bring up the committee passed bill? I think GT needs to be questioned on that. Come on, let's have a vote.
Yeah, let's bring it out there and get it done and have the discussions to move this thing forward. Maybe, I don't know, would that put any pressure on Stabenow and Schumer to bring a farm bill in the Senate?
Well, if they don't have the votes and they can prove it, then they're going to have to revise their own bill. I think that will be an interesting vote. That will be. We'll see which Republicans don't favor it, and then they're going to have to regroup. But this going months and months, you know, farm groups want a farm bill. They're urging the farm bill. They should be on the House leadership saying, hey, you've got a passed bill. When are we going to get a vote on it?
Yeah. Yeah. And
busy
we had
show me birds.
Yeah, we had Dwayne Statler, the VP from the National Pork Producers Council, on the show earlier this week, talking about the fly-ins that happened in the previous week and some of the progress that was being made. I wanted to talk to Dwayne about Prop 12 because this is an issue that I don't see a lot of industry movement to move in the direction of Prop 12, but I don't see a lot of, you know, effort outside of the House Farm Bill to rescind Prop 12 either, Jim. And I don't know if it's an issue that's we're just going to forget about and go forward, or how it's going to influence the hog industry going forward.
Yeah, probably the only way you're going to have a watering down of that is with the farm bill as an item in yeah. a chip. But it'll be let California do what they want, but you can't dictate to the other states. I think that's right. The best that can happen on Prop 12.
Yeah, Derek Josie, a dairyman out in Oregon, also pointed out that Sonoma County, California, he was on the Free for All on the Farmer Forum on Wednesday. But Derek pointed out that Sonoma County has got another measure, Measure J. It is to outlaw CAFOs in Sonoma County. Now, it's a county measure in California, but it could turn into a state measure. And then all of a sudden, if they get a whiff of that and get any success in Sonoma County, they'll try to take that national, Jim.
Oh, yeah. It's just a whiff, and it's called lobby money coming in. Money.
Historically, in an election year like this, and this close to the election, a government shutdown, we would say, oh, catastrophic. You know, one side wouldn't want it. You know, like you just got to avoid it at all costs. Is that the environment we're in today? Is that how the parties see it?
Well, you have Republican presidential runner Donald Trump telling the House Republicans if they don't get this SAFE Act to shut down the government. I think it's foolhardy. I think it's stupid.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea at this time of the year in this year.
Big gamble.
Oh, it just seems to me like it would be a huge gamble for both parties to allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just feels like a huge gamble by both parties if they would allow even just a shutdown of a couple of days.
That's why you'll see the Senate come up with a clean continuing resolution putting the onus on the Republicans in the House.
Right. Okay. All right. Talked with Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association just yesterday. About the investigation that EPA has into the origins of feedstuffs for the production of renewable diesel. There's really no update on the EPA investigation, but RFA is saying, come on, guys. We got to have some resolution here, Jim. It's a critical issue for the biofuels industry.
Well, this town, if this town is moving so slow on two investigations of assassination attempts on Trump, where do you think they're going on other things, Chip? It's just everything is post November 5th elections, period.
Period. They can't.
That's the way it is. They got a governor on all major decisions. Well, look at the 45Z. Vilsack basically admitted the other day, maybe by the time we leave, January 20th.
But
that says a lot when you have to apply by January 1. It just should make people just scream.
Yeah, it's like there's no concept of consequence for not getting stuff done. And this 45Z that you brought up, Jim, is a perfect example. We needed to know on September 1 at the latest.
Well, at the latest, because it's affecting, I've talked to a lot of industry leaders, as you do, Chip, it's affecting investment in the various industries.
Yes.
Nobody wants to put money in until they get guidance.
Of course.
And so where's Janet Yellen at the Treasury and the IRS? She's too busy making political speeches now rather than helping make decisions on critical policy initiatives, to be blunt.
It's major political risk.
Yep.
And
yep.
That scares away when there's political risk, that scares away capital.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. Exactly. So I was kind of developing the opinion that what this means is that former President Trump is going to win the election, and the biofuels industry, that's what they're thinking. Otherwise, they would be really pushing to get this done because that policy is going to remain in place. So I asked Cooper yesterday and basically said, so if Trump wins, does all of this go away and that's why there's no urgency here? And he said, no, it sounds like the Trump administration would keep some of the initiatives that are in place right now, and 45Z and support for sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel are part of the things that that Jeff said they believe the Trump administration would maintain.
Republican farm state lawmakers will more than urge that they do that, Chip. So yes, I agree.
That's a good point.
Well, the lack of the clarity from the campaign stump. There's no nuance discussed. It's all just other stuff.
Yeah. 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 All right. It's Farm Safety Week. I need to at least bring some attention to that when we restart the free-for-all.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Looking for the best ag knowledge from top-notch industry experts? Join me, Mike Howell, on The Dirt, an economics podcast. From nutrient management to the latest weather, market, and ag trends, The Dirt is your place for farm smart topics to boost your profitability. Get ready to dig into Season 3 of The Dirt Podcast.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by ESN. Don't risk your nitrogen investment. ESN is designed to beat the five ROI killers and provide season-long end to your crop. Learn how ESN works at smartnitrogen.com.
Welcome back. It's time to wrap up this week's Free for All. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, Real Agriculture Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, Chip Flory. Okay, I'm gonna start this final segment with this, and I just got a text from a regular listener. Jim, here it is. Forget farm bills. 45Z is where real money for agriculture comes from, with 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points.
I agree. It's called real programs. And this was the program, remember, that Ag Secretary Vilsack said is one of the ones that would be the next revenue stream for agriculture. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where's the guidance, Mr. Secretary?
Yep.
And even more critical, as we've seen farm profitability decline since he made some of those comments. Like, mm-hmm. It's more critical than ever right now.
Yeah. Yep. No, I totally agree with the listener.
And I know that Secretary Vilsack has been urging the Treasury Department to get these, to get the guidelines out. Ramp it up, Secretary Vilsack. Kick them in the butt. Let's get this stuff done and get these programs moving out there.
Yeah, I'd ask Vilsack, what in particular is holding Treasury and IRS from making a decision, Mr. Secretary? You could make it. Why can't they?
Yeah. Yep.
And this get is why done. So many people. This is why so many people. I have Democrat friends that support this idea too, but I think it's a good case in point of this idea of Elon Musk and this efficiency commission when it comes to government working way too slow with a lot of people.
Yep. And there are some in the House and the Senate that have been preaching that for a long time, and it's amazing to me that as soon as Elon brought some attention to it, that it became as popular as it is. Now I'm thankful that that it's on his radar screen and that he's creating some headlines with it. I think it's really cool, but it's been an issue for a long time that several lawmakers, I shouldn't say several, that some select lawmakers have been pursuing. Okay.
That's why I like when private industry people come in to work for the government, because they're used to making decisions. They come into a government that, if you're a bureaucrat for all your life, you just delay. So I think private industry coming in helps our government.
So did you just tell us who you're voting for the president?
Well, no, I don't like career politicians. I just never have.
Well, a good example is Rex Tillerson as the Secretary of State. Like, there's an example, and like the word and bureaucracy kind of did him in, right? Where change can be hard. You got to be a real change agent coming from private industry into government.
I remember when Dan Amstutz from Cargill, for decades he worked for Cargill, he came in and he was frustrated his first year, but then he started to make inroads because he understood the process and he fixed it.
Right, right. Okay. EV demand. Did you guys see the article in the Wall Street Journal?
Which
automakers
one?
Are showing some pressure here, or feeling the pressure from a decline in EV demand. What do you make of it, Haney?
Yeah, it's real. It's affordability is an issue, and all of a sudden, maybe I don't need that EV as much as I'm not as concerned about climate as I thought. It's happening around the world. We're seeing multiple car manufacturers back off on their plans when it comes to eliminating the gas-powered engine. There's a huge slowdown in demand. You know, some of the headlines somebody pointed out to me this morning kind of sounds a little bit like the machinery sector is right now, too. Layoffs and dealing with the slowing demand coming out of the pandemic. So, yeah, it's a real concern. I think we're going to see some walking back.
What did I say a year ago, Chip? The movement was towards hybrid cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the numbers show it.
Yeah. Well, and here's interesting. Go ahead, Davis.
This is free market versus aspirations. Yeah. Plain and simple.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But I'll tell you what. I was on the freeway yesterday, and there was an electric car. It was a Tesla that passed me, and I wish I had that pickup in my car.
Wow. Well, I was filling up at a convenience station in Ames yesterday and saw my first, I don't know how it's my first, but I saw my first Tesla charging station there at this convenience station in Ames.
Really?
Of course, I also had the option to select the E15. I also had the selection, the option for E85. So, you know, it was kind of this was a brand new station. That's kind of what I think most of the new stations are going to look like, guys.
Yeah. Well, I've been seeing more and more of those Tesla trucks. They are hideous looking.
Yeah, I saw my first one, too, and I would agree with you. I don't think I would drive one just because of the way it looks. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's Safety Week. It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. We had a conversation about it on the Farmer Forum this week. I also had Megan Schossau from the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center on the show on Wednesday. I want to give you guys an opportunity to give us a safety message. Davis, I want to start with you.
Yeah. Hey, farmer, I know you think your quick draw is up to speed. You are not fast enough. Please do not stick your hand in there. Mind your loose clothing. Keep your cell phone on your person.
That's right.
That's what I would say.
Good stuff. Haney?
Yeah, there's a triangle. Speed, quality, and safety. And you need to balance it all out. You know, take your time. And all the urban people listening that are on the roads with farm machinery during harvest, be patient as well. Slow down.
Amen.
Yeah. Jim?
Safety equals health, and the other way around. Trust me, a month ago, I learned again that I'm not getting any younger, and I made a foolish mistake. So I agree with Davis. Your reflexes aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, so be safe out there. When I think about farm safety, it's important for you individually, but it is more important to your family. They want you coming home at the end of a long day, at the end of a long week, at the end of a long harvest. They want you coming home, and there's only one way that you can make that happen, and that is to be safe in everything that you are doing during this harvest season. Guys, great job today. Thank you so much. Pro Farmers Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture Sean Aney. Come back this afternoon. We've got Kurt Kimmel from AgMarket.net.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece